With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.
Hello, and welcome to With Heart and Voice, a program that explores the repertoire of sacred choral and organ music. I'm Peter Dubois, and I'm delighted that you've joined me for the next hour of great listening. Religious teachings and writings for the Advent season place a strong emphasis on prophecy from both the Old and New Testaments. On today's program, we'll listen to sacred choral and organ music that centers on this prophecy, including works by Gibbons, Bach, Handel, Brahms, and many others. We'll begin with a classic hymn that recounts John the Baptist's message of preparation. On Jordan's Bank is sung to the tune Winchester New, arranged here by Malcolm Archer, who leads the choir of Wells Cathedral. On Jordan's Bank, the Baptist's Cry, a hymn sung by the choir of Wells Cathedral. Malcolm Archer directed, with Rupert Goff playing the organ. Perhaps Orlando Gibbons's best-known verse anthem is This is the Record of John, which recounts the story of John the Baptist as presented in the Gospel of John. It's divided into three verses, with sections alternating between alto solo and full chorus. We'll listen to the choir of Wellington Cathedral with soloist Christopher Warwick. Andrew Cantrell directs.
Jerusalem.
Christopher Warwick with the choir of Wellington Cathedral sang This is the Record of John by Orlando Gibbons. Andrew Cantrell conducted. Another of the well-known biblical passages pointing to John the Baptist and his prophecy comes from the Old Testament book of Isaiah, chapter 40. Most famously set as an arioso and air for tenor in Messiah by George Frederick Handel. We'll listen to a recording of Comfort Ye and Every Valley taken from a live performance at St. Thomas Church, Fifth Avenue in New York. Tenor Joseph Gaines sings, accompanied by Concert Royal. John Scott conducts.
Oh, voice of him that crieth in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make straight in the desert a highway for our God.
Comfort Ye and Every Valley from Messiah by George Frideric Handel. Joseph Gaines sang, accompanied by Concert Royal. John Scott directed. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. The hymn The Advent of Our God is next, with words by Charles Coffin from the early 18th century, sung to the tune St. Thomas. The chapel choir of Selwyn College, Cambridge, is led by Sarah MacDonald.
Thank you.
Sarah MacDonald led the chapel choir of Selwyn College, Cambridge, in the hymn The Advent of Our God. Johann Sebastian Bach's elegant chorale prelude on Nun komm der Heidenheiland from the Great 18 Chorales exudes the quiet longing and introspection that characterize the season of Advent. We'll listen to a performance by Finnish organist Tommy Niskala, playing the organ of Alajärvi Church. Nun komm der Heidenheiland, Savior of the Nations Come, from the Leipzig Chorale Collection of J.S. Bach. It was performed by Tommy Niskala on the organ of Alajärvi Church in Finland. Mel Butler leads the choir of St. Mark's Cathedral, Seattle, and the Compline Choir in our next selection, Thomas Wilk's motet, Hosanna to the Son of David. The St. Mark's Cathedral Choir and Compline Choir from Seattle sang Hosanna to the Son of David by Thomas Wilkes. Mel Butler directed. The two unaccompanied motets, Opus 74 by Johannes Brahms, are dedicated to the great Bach scholar Philipp Spitta and reflect Brahms's own reverence for Bach's works. The second of these motets, O Heiland, reiß die Himmel auf, O Savior, rend the heavens wide, is in five sections corresponding to the five verses of text. It's essentially a set of chorale variations, with each verse treating the chorale melody in a different way. The Corydon singers perform, led by Matthew Best.
Thank you.
O Heiland, Reis die Himmel auf by Johannes Brahms was performed by the Corydon Singers. Matthew Best conducted. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. One of the great Advent chorales by Philip Nicolai is Wachet auf, ruft uns die Stimme, Wake, awake, for night is flying. We'll hear it as arranged by F. Melius Christiansen and sung by the St. Olaf Choir. Anton Armstrong directs. Anton Armstrong led the St. Olaf Choir in the motet Wake, Awake, for Night is Flying, as arranged by F. Melius Christiansen. Coming up, we'll hear music by 18th century English organist and composer John Christmas Beckwith. Brady Knapp leads the University Singers from the University of St. Thomas in Houston in a setting of verses from Psalms 5 and 80, Hear, O Thou Shepherd of Israel. The duet is sung by Becky Armenta and Luisana Rivas.
Thank you.
The hymn, Come Thou Long Expected Jesus, was sung by the choir of Palmer Memorial Episcopal Church in Houston. Earlier, we heard members of the University Singers from the University of St. Thomas in Houston sing Hear, O Thou Shepherd of Israel by John Christmas Beckwith. Both were directed by Brady Knapp. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. English composer Alan Bullard has set words from Job in his anthem, Where Shall Wisdom Be Found? It's performed here by the Chapel Choir of Selwyn College, Cambridge, directed by Sarah MacDonald. Where Shall Wisdom Be Found? By Alan Bullard was sung by the Chapel Choir of Selwyn College, Cambridge. Sarah MacDonald directed. How Beauteous Are Their Feet? By Sir Charles Villiers Stanford is a late work written in 1923 and sets a text by Isaac Watts based on verses from Matthew chapter 13. David Halls leads the Salisbury Cathedral Choir, with organist Daniel Cook accompanying.
Bring salvation on earth.
The Salisbury Cathedral Choir sang How Beauteous Are Their Feet by C.V. Stanford. David Halls conducted. Dallas-based composer Joel Martinson has taken a French melody and 9th-century Latin text to compose his anthem, O Come, O Rod of Jesse's Stem. Frank Bowles leads the choir of St. Paul's Episcopal Church, Indianapolis. O Come, O Rod of Jesse's Stem by Joel Martinson was performed by the choir of St. Paul's Episcopal Church in Indianapolis. Frank Bowles directed. Organist and composer John Behnke performs next in his own Partita on Veni Emmanuel in 3 movements, chant, meditation, and toccata. He plays the chapel organ on the campus of Concordia University in Mequon, Wisconsin. John Behnke performed his own composition, Partita on Veni Emmanuel, on the Steiner Rec organ at Concordia University in Mequon, Wisconsin, where he taught for many years. Thank you for joining me for With Heart and Voice today as we've listened to music of prophecy for the second week of Advent. Some of the recordings on today's program come from the Richard Gladwell Collection. You can find more information about this program and listen to audio of this and past With Heart and Voice programs on the web at withheartandvoice.org. You can also find us on Facebook, and if you'd like to write to us, we'd love to hear from you. You can send email to withheartandvoice@wxxi.org. Audio producer for the program is Andrew Croucher. Executive producer is Gene Fisher. And I'm Peter Dubois. Please join me again next week for With Heart and Voice.
With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.